I was going to change the world. Everyone said so, so it must be true. My parents said so, my teachers said so, even my classmates said so. That was when I led the revolt against a teacher in grade 6. While I had a few chances and opportunities to practice this over the years, I was waiting to get out there. I was anxious to get out there, in fact, after university and really do my thing. My first real job was inspiring. I was hired by an agency contracted to help the government move people from institutions into the community, to a more hospitable environment, I guess. And the transition was hard for the residents, and it was challenging work from all angles. And I was ready for this challenge and enjoyed identifying and solving problems as they came up. I had one that was a bit, let's say, it was a bit of a political hot potato. I was standing my ground, though, seeking expert advice and advocating fiercely for my client. One day, I was called into a meeting with the directors and the executive director of the agency. They challenged not my findings or the advice I'd been given, but instead the risk in solving this particular problem at all. They didn't want to shine any light on it. It seemed to be uncomfortable for them. I was shocked. I didn't admit it to myself then, but I think I was hurt. Hurt that they didn't value the hard and creative problem solving that I had been doing on this case. This was my job, and this was our collective responsibility to the community at large and to these people that we served. I didn't back off, and by the end of that meeting, I was fired. What did I learn? People are cowards. I also learned I could put my dukes up when push came to shove, and it became a response that I wore with pride for many years to come. After this experience, I chose to accept various roles in business. You see, when you're making money for folks and getting stuff done, you can stand up against the ridiculous and the cowards even, and it still works out a little better for you. Then one day, an executive who was one of my internal clients, she and I were in the same city for a change, and she asked me to have breakfast. We had a lovely chat as we always did, and then she said, "You know, Rox, the boys," that's how she referred to her colleagues since they were all men, "the boys and I agreed I needed to address something with you. We're all delighted with the quality of work your department is doing to support the operation. We appreciate your candor and the well-designed solutions that your team creates based on solid evidence that you uncover. Now here's the thing," she said. Uh-oh, I thought to myself. I could hear it in her voice. Something was coming. I was immediately on alert, maybe even a bit anxious. And I felt myself readying my dukes to go up. They were coming up even as she continued. "Rox, our directors realize the quality of the work that you're doing too, but they often struggle to engage with you. Some of them report that they actually avoid you, in fact. You have to ask yourself, is it more important for you to be right or to be effective?" I was angry now. I really admired and trusted this leader, but my first thought was, cowards. They can't handle a bit of directness, and what could possibly be wrong with being right? We do our homework, and we get things right. Get over yourselves. Now, of course, I didn't say all of that to her. I'm pretty sure I said a couple of things, though. Now, here's the thing. Back when I was fired from that inspiring job right after university, I did the work to figure out what happened from their end, from my employer's end. And at the same time, I failed to look at it from my own perspective. I failed to see how I could have delivered my message in a way that would have allowed me to do the right thing and win their trust and their support. I failed to learn everything I could learn. Now it's all coming together for me, and I'm building learning experiences that support 30-somethings, I guess we call them millennials these days. I'm supporting you in becoming more self-aware, to do the work from within, and to follow your purpose to change the world. This is my new vision, to be a facilitator of the change I want to see in the world. Instead of putting my dukes up now, I'm putting my hands out to help. Join me.